So harvest is a season of giving thanks, of remembering that every loaf, every seed, every breath that we take is a gift from God. We also thank God for the land beneath our feet, for the rain that softens it, the sun that warms it, and for the hands that plant and pick and carry, and for the food on our tables, of course. But harvest is not just about food that we put in our mouths. It's about the one who gives it. It's about that deeper hunger that we carry in our lives. The hunger to be loved, the hunger for being at peace with ourselves and others, the hunger that we want to belong. And that's where today's gospel leads us to. Jesus had fed thousands of people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and everyone had enough. In fact, there were scraps left over. And the crowds were amazed. They followed him and wanted more. More miracles, more bread, more signs. But Jesus gently tells them, "You're chasing food that perishes. I want to give you food that lasts." So he's talking about a different kind of bread, not bread from the oven, but bread from heaven. Not bread for the body, although that's important, but bread for our souls, for our spiritual lives, for our journey in life. So he says to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And it's a wonderful promise, isn't it? But it's also a challenge, because we live in a world full of hunger, many types. Not just physical hunger, though that is real and urgent in the world, but spiritual hunger, emotional hunger, psychological hunger, the hunger to be seen, the hunger to be safe, the hunger to be loved by people. And Jesus says, "I am what you really need. I am the one who fills those empty places in your lives. I am the one who satisfies the deep hunger inside you." And this is the harvest of heaven. It's not earned, it's not bought. It can't be grown by our own efforts, because it's all about grace. And so it's given freely and fully to us. It fills the space in our lives. So the bread of the earth feeds our bodies, and the bread of life feeds our hearts. And both are gifts, both are signs of God's goodness to us, and both are reasons to thank him, hence the harvest. So Jesus then calls us to seek and share the true bread. He calls us to live with grace in our lives, to be open with our hands and our hearts, and to seek that filling of our emptiness. So he wants us to share what we have, to welcome the stranger, to feel the hungry, and to speak hope in our actions and words. To say with our lives, "Come as you are, God loves you, we welcome you." Because harvest is not just about plenty or about the food that we eat, it's about justice in the world. It means asking who grew the food, who packed it, who goes to eat it, and who goes without it. It means asking whether the harvest is shared fairly in the world, which we know is not. Whether the workers are paid properly, whether the hungry are fed, and whether the table is long enough and big enough for everyone, and not just those who are rich or comfortable or well off. It means seeing Jesus not just in the bread we break at the communion service, but in the neighbour we ignore, in the child who goes to school hungry, even in the 21st century in UK, children go to school hungry. So it means asking, how can I share the harvest? How can I offer the bread of life? Not just with words, but with actions. Not just with prayers, but with the presence of our lives in those situations. Because when we seek justice, we become part of God's great table, God's great harvest for the world, where every person has a place, where every hand is accepted, where every soul is fed, where every body is fed too. And that's the kind of harvest Jesus invites us into, a harvest of love, a harvest of life, a harvest that never ends. So today, Jesus calls us to celebrate a deeper harvest, as our gospel says. But he also calls us to give thanks for the harvest of the land, for the wheat, the fruits, the rain, the sun. And so we thank God for the bread that fills our bodies and for the bread of life that fills our souls. So our harvest thanksgiving is not just about food, but friendship. Not just about crops, but kindness. Not just about plenty, what goes into our bellies, but for justice. Where strangers become neighbours, and even the smallest seed can grow. And where everyone can come to that table, and where everyone is fed, both physically and spiritually. So let us pray. God of the harvest, we thank you for every loaf, every seed, every breath, and gifts from your hand. So bless the land, the rain, the sun, and all who labour, and feed our deeper hunger for love and for peace and for belonging. And as Jesus fed the crowds in our gospel, may we be nourished by grace and share it freely with others, that their bodies and souls may be fed with your presence. Amen.